Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Thanks for joining me. I'm glad you're here. I want to talk, it's just you and me, by the way. I want to talk about something I've written about recently, and I call it focusing on the operating fundamentals. You know, there are a lot of things that you can delegate, and you should delegate. But there are those things that the CEO of the business, that's you, need to be focusing on. And so And you have to do it from a high level. Maybe other people help you execute these things, but you have to. But the decision, the edict, so to speak, comes from you. And so I want to talk about some things that I like to encourage you to focus on as we begin this new year. Here's the first fundamental: declare war on excess inventory. Remember, just in time, folks. JIT, just in time inventory. Rather than the old days when it didn't, you know, when people had lots and lots of inventory that was just lying idle, your cash lying idle out in the warehouse, that was called just in case. Let me tell you something, my friends. In the 21st century, you can't afford just in case inventory. You need to have just in time inventory. And I don't want you to miss a sale, but don't let one piece of inventory spend the night in your building, under your roof, unless it's paid for or unless it's essential. Because, you know, there's a lot of ways to get stuff in quicker. And customers don't always need it immediately. Sometimes they'll wait on it, depending on the industry that you're in. So do a good job of managing your inventory. Remember, any piece of inventory is your cash tied up that you can't use. And every day it sits on the shelf, it becomes potentially worth less. And the potential for damage, obsolescence, and pilferage is there too. So watch that inventory. It's a inventory mismanagement has taken many companies down. Here's number two, fundamental: review all operational steps and eliminate or fix the inefficient ones. So okay, you've been doing something a certain way for a long time, and I know you've gotten comfortable with it. Our buddy Joel Barker calls that the paradigm. We have a paradigm for how this should be done or that should be done. It's the way we've always done it. How many times have you heard that? Oh, we've always done it that way, so let's just keep doing it. Well, you know what, folks? Maybe it needs to be looked at. Maybe the sacred cow needs to be, you know, taken out and shot. So think about this and get your... Look at all the ways you do things, and ask yourselves, get your group together, get your team together, and ask yourself, okay, is this still the right way to do this? There's nothing sacred. Let's completely consider this to be, you know, let's assume that it's guilty before rather than innocent, and then let's let it prove its innocence by coming back and saying, okay, yeah, we're doing this the right way. Look at all those things, folks. There could be a lot of steps, a lot of expensive steps in there. If this is all part of what we've talked about with Leslie Kossoff before about the quality process. The quality process is a way of eliminating inefficiencies, especially the ones that cause you to not serve customers properly, where you get missed orders or things are broken or they're not delivered the right way or whatever it may be. Even though you're coming back with great customer service and fixing them, it's costing you money. If you'll take care of this, if you'll do this fundamental I'm talking about right now, if you review all steps, operational steps, and eliminate the inefficiencies, you will be doing your share operating on the fundamental of quality process. Having a quality process first to avoid having to do the customer service. And remember this, folks, a mentor told me this once. If you'll take care of the pennies, the dollars will take care of themselves. Next fundamental: review all contracts for services that you receive to make sure you still need them. You know, you buy something a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Somehow those things get embedded back to the paradigm thing. We think we have to have this. Well, maybe you do. Maybe you don't. Review all those things, folks, to make sure it's still something that you need. Now, here's something else to remember. Your customers are listening, or they've come up with this on their own. You know, they didn't need me to remind them to review all these contracts. So if you have a contract with a customer, get ready. They're going to be calling on you and saying, hey, do I really need this? What can you do about this? So don't presume that the contracts that you're delivering on are solid, etched in granite somewhere. Other people are looking at these things too. Your customers are. So make sure that you're justifying your existence with them. Here's another fundamental. Interest rates for now are still low. Folks, I don't think interest rates are going to be low for a lot longer. I really believe that, I'm sorry to say, I'm really concerned about inflation. And an ugly kind of inflation, too, because, folks, you've noticed that your prices have gone up. Your expenses are going up, but you aren't able to raise prices, right? Many of you are still having to consider discounts, but yet your pricing is going up. Things are going up. Gasoline's going up, right? Petroleum is going up. Anything that touches petroleum is going up. So that's inflation. But unfortunately, you and I aren't benefiting from it. We're still having to hold our prices down, but our expenses our things that we're buying are costing more. So as inflation rises, folks, then the interest rates will be rising. It's happening around the world. Other countries are raising their interest rates. Whatever you're paying interest on right now, if you can find a way to get it, to get that deal financed longer, on lower interest rates, you need to do it. Talk to your banker about adjusting those rates and do it now. Speaking of bankers, keep your bankers informed of how things are going, whether good or bad, whether you're excited or you're frightened. You need to keep your banker informed. Make sure your banker knows what's going on. Make your banker your partner, folks, because remember this, the title of the shortest book ever written is Loan Officer Courage. That's right. There are no pages inside those covers. Loan Officer Courage. And remember this, an uninformed banker is a scared banker. And no one ever got any help out of a scared banker. So folks, stay close to your banker. Let them know what's going on. If you're excited about things, tell them about that. If you're frightened about something, tell them about that. They can handle the news. What they can handle is no news. So think about those things. Quick break, 20 after. Right back with more fundamentals to consider for the new year. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.